And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
St. Thomas Aquinas. By universal consent, Thomas Aquinas is the preeminent spokesman of the Catholic tradition of reason and of divine revelation. He is one of the great teachers of the Catholic Church, honoured with the titles Doctor of the Church and Angelic Doctor. At five, he was given to the Benedictine monastery at Monte Cassino, and his parents hoped that he would choose that way of life and eventually become abbot. In 1239, he was sent to Naples to complete his studies. It was here that he was first attracted to Aristotle's philosophy. By 1243, Thomas abandoned his parents' plans for him and joined the Dominicans, much to his parents' dismay. On their order, Thomas was captured by his brother and kept a prisoner in his home for 5 years. Once free, he went to Paris and then to Cologne, where he finished his studies with Albert the Great. He held two professorships at Paris, lived at the court of Pope Urban IV, directed the Dominican schools at Rome and Viterbo, and combated some of the heresies that were prevalent at the time. However, his greatest contribution to the Church is his writings. The unity, harmony, and continuity of faith and reason, of revealed and natural human knowledge, pervades his writings. The Summa Theologica, his last and unfortunately uncompleted work, deals with the whole of Catholic theology. He stopped work on it after celebrating Mass on December 6, 1273. When asked why he stopped writing, he replied, "I cannot go on. All that I have written seems to me like so much straw compared to what I have seen and what has been revealed to me." He died on March 7, 1274. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.